Dogen Zenji begins a statement in the Genjo Koan with the words, to study the Buddha way is to study the self. How come he begins the statement with those words? Wouldn't you expect him to start with something like, to study the Buddha way is to study the awakened light? Or, to study the Buddha way is to study emptiness? Or, something else along those lines? And yet he begins with, to study the Buddha way is to study self. Studying self is noticing self-centered dreams, entanglements, attachments of all sorts. Why should we study those? Aren't those what cause problems? Aren't they the problems themselves, the cause of suffering, harming? Yes, that's so. And yet, because those self forms and aspects of self-centeredness seem to be problems, seem to cause entangling problems and reactions. They lead to and maintain attachments, all sorts. Those are exactly what we must study. But what is it to study? Studying is not some intellectual practice, but it's the practice effort of noticing these arising and being aware of them. Otherwise, we will miss them in the sense of being aware of them, and yet we will be driven by them, entangled in them, become almost slaves to them. How we study them, not by thinking about them or thinking more about them, trying to figure them out or catalog them, but simply in noticing, in labeling the attaching and clinging to them, be able to practice with them. What is the practice? Only if they are noticed and are seen for what they are, can they be forgotten, as Dogen states. Forgotten in the sense of being released from the attaching to them, from the blinding by them, from clutching the attachments and entanglement reactions. Forgotten in the practice energy of experiencing, of this bodily experiencing, in the light of awareness, if I say it that way, in the energy of bodily sensing. Impermanence, ongoing cause-effect, are our life. And being this life moment, being Zazeni, is being experience at this moment. And yet at the same time, experience is being this manifesting cause-effect. Nevertheless, experiencing is independent of our beliefs about it. It's bigger than that, if I say it, bigger than our emotion, thoughts, beliefs about and reactions to this moment, arising, to this experience. It's so, despite the fact that we might have a tendency to believe reactions, to believe the thoughts about, to believe I, me, mine, our, to entangle in those likes and dislikes. So we have all sorts of practices. Some of you have followed the practice of thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Being this universe right here now, as is. And being this, and you, using this practice of the phrase, thanks for everything, I have no complaints whatsoever, it enables us and supports us in experiencing and at the same time, as appropriate, in noticing and letting go of the arising reactive complaints, the habits and beliefs, the attachments and all their sequelae. In the midst of this moment, this impermanence, this cause-effect revealing moment, if I speak too much about it, in Zazening, we get to be who, what we are, to see and even to see and notice all sorts of expectations and complaints arising, or even the reactions when these unstated and unnoticed and believed expectations result in anger, sadness, greed, hatred, frustration, and so forth. When those arise, those reactive habits are the practice opportunity and reminder to notice. It's the experiencing moment opportunity of forgetting self, the opportunity of being awakened as this myriad dharma we are, to paraphrase Dogen, to be this dropped away body mind. We are constant changers. We live in the midst of constant changing. And this constant changing reveals to us, for us, reveals sometimes arising expectations, reveals delusionary beliefs about others, about things, about even reveals our reactive greed and anger when those arise. Nevertheless, those are wonderful, our wonderful practice opportunity, our opportunity to manifest experience, to manifest this moment mindfulness, to be the Dharma awakening as our life right this moment, being this present moment Zazening, being this awakened life you are. Noticing expectations, some of these expectations and reactions that we discover may be to what others do or do not do. Some of it might be to what occurs so-called within us or outside, sickness, weakness, aging, mental, emotion, thought, attachments, and so forth. Sometimes even we discover we're in the midst of a reactive expectation where we are starting or maintaining conflicts, difficulties. All of this are our practice opportunity. If we are present, our effort opportunities, if we are attentive and willing to work, to practice, to live in the midst of this arising changes that we can call impermanence, we can call it cause and effect, we can call it all sorts of things. This is zazening of ongoing life practice. This is discovering this moment, this arising moment. We can discover this that we are, this joy of here, now, this peace, this freedom, this dropped away body, mind. I have two quotes that are from different traditions, different perspectives, but we might find it useful. The first is from Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the recent past leader of a Chabad Hasidic movement, in which he offers a way to help reframe what we think of as obstacles that we encounter in our life. He says, or said, "You must know that you are in this world on a divine mission, that all that exists and ever existed depends upon your fulfillment of that mission. And that if any mountain should stand in your way, or any ocean block your path, or any quagmire detain you from reaching your goal, know that you are on a mission from the Creator of the heaven and earth. And if so, it is absurd that any of His creation should stand in the way of the mission for which He has created you. It could only be that these are not obstacles. These that you think are blocking your life, blocking your way. Rather, he says, they are the vital element of your mission, designated to lift you higher and yet higher." Close quote. So, if we follow that sort of advice, if one follows it, any sort of obstacle, difficulty, are simply another part of our journey, of our way, of our practice. See, that's what Dogen is talking about. Forgetting self, the myriad dharmas universe awakens our life. And there's all sorts of ways that we humans can sense this. Another example quote from another realm. This is a description of a recent a luminary. This is Professor Jun He, who teaches at Princeton. He's of Korean origin. He quit high school to read Hermann Hesse, to wander the mountains near his home in South Korea, and he had decided he was going to become a great poet. One day in his wanderings, he happened to come into a Introduction to Algebraic Geometry, a class in that being taught at a university by a visiting professor from Japan, a professor Heisuke Hironaka. This professor eventually went on to win a Fields Medal in 1970 in math. Anyway, the Fields Medal is the mathematical equivalence of the Nobel Prize. Anyway, in this math class, He found that there was a great poetry which he had been looking for in his wandering in the mountains, in his wanting to become a poet. There was a great poetry in this very math. he himself became eventually a mathematician, and he also won this field medal. He said, math had become the pure poetry that he had never found elsewhere in all his wanderings. He says, with math, he found that, quote, you don't think about your small self, he said. There's no place for ego. No place for ego. So these are two very different approaches, traditions, and yet to study the way is to study the self. To study the self is to forget the self. As Dogen completes that phrase, to forget the self is to be awakened by the myriad dharmas. This awakening goes on endlessly. See, this is our opportunity of our ongoing practice. This right here now, as it is, this freedom to be this dropped away body, mind. Thank you.